Good morning.
We'll open the Board of Equalization at 8:37 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to the north, attended by observation, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, and Byers. Ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 5 in favor. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 5 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public. Patty?
I don't have anything. The only thing I gave Doug and Pat is the May 1st deadline for the personal property. You must file that with your depreciation schedule in order to get the $10,000 exemption, so that deadline's quickly approaching. So that's about all we're doing right now, taking homestead exemptions. I'm ready to probably mail quite a few valuation notices in May.
If personal property, if that schedule's not submitted, you do not receive that exemption.
Correct. Plus you get a 10% penalty. And then after a couple months, it goes to 25% penalty. Pretty good exemption to a lot of them are zero. A lot of the older ones that are depreciated out, so that puts their tax bill down to zero. So,
are they coming in slow? Are they?
Oh, they all come in the last week, just like protests or anything else. You know, everybody kind of waits the last minute, which is okay. It's just then we're working because we have an abstract due to the state and different things like that we have to get those in pretty quick. So. That's kind of all I've got right now. Valuation notices, well, almost everybody will get one in the county. Residential one up, of course. Terry's not here. Ag went down. So anything that changed, whether it went up or down, will get a valuation notice. You know, I don't know if we want to talk a little bit about referees. I think we've talked about that and your interest in them, whether you want to meet with them at all. Lloyd Dickinson's back. Daryl just had surgery on his knee, so he should be up and going hopefully in the next 3 to 4 weeks. About the time, I think, when things go. It's a complete knee replacement. So.
They've handled everything in the past. I think it was consistent, and I think we should continue to do that. Then when we go into the protest later, then we can serve as protest.
Yeah, and then the only thing is this year we'll probably, I mean, more people have gotten them, and I don't know whether there'd be, you know, residential, more residential. I don't know what to expect.
Because the process would be they go to protest with you and the referees, and then if, or with the referees, and then if, they want to appeal that, then it comes to us.
It doesn't go to me anymore because I've set the value. So I've set the value, so now the referee is the in-between between me and you guys, basically. So, I mean, they're the ones that give. They can go out to the properties. And when you're paying them, you know, whether how much. Now, Lloyd does a pretty good job when he goes out because he, especially on ag, he'll go out and look at the buildings. He'll go out and look at the ground. He'll actually walk the fields. And Daryl with the commercial. Now, the residential's a little bit easier because I can get involved in that because sometimes it's rentals that have condition problems or things inside that I need to look at, you know, and ask them to give me what their rent is and things like that. So Daryl usually sticks more with residential, commercial. He doesn't do hardly any ag. But Lloyd's pretty thorough on ag, and I think people appreciate him sitting at the table and talking. But there again, when you're doing that, it does, you know, create more money for what we do.
Our system has been working very good the way that Patty has designed it and the way we've done it over the years, and I think we just continue doing the same process that we have. And anything
some of the
different
big,
we need to.
The bigger counties do referees. You know, we've done it several different ways over the course of years, depending on who was here and wanted to do it that way. But
Supervisor Juergens, his point's always you have the same set of eyes looking at everyone, so it makes it more equal again through the equalization process.
So that's kind of it right now. We're just kind of waiting to homestead exemptions are another thing. The elderly, you know, they need to, but those are until June 30th. So a lot of forms are coming in right now.
A lot of property and businesses on West Scott Road out several miles are probably way undervalued. You need to look at that again.
And again.
Actually, in defense of him, he's probably been a little over.
Have you looked at that, the income method or whatever?
For his?
Yeah.
I think 1 year you had an appraisal, though, and we were,
Anything else?
Don't believe me, I don't treat him any different than anybody else.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll close at 8:43 on the clock.